This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo. Woohoo! We made it! Woohoo!
Yeah, 100 shows. We even got a nice card.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheprick with a pass left corner, hat open, three for the tie. Good! Wiley hit that!
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
It's over! The Bullpups have knocked off Bishop Miege! 62 McPherson, 58 Miege in overtime!
Everything happening in the sports world. And even some things not happening in the sports world.
We've got a little lemon cheesecake.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE, or for those of you listening online worldwide at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, a very exuberant, a little melancholy because of the gray skies here at McPherson, Mr. Steve Sell. Steve, there were some people, if you think all the way back to November, they saw this KU basketball team play and said, this is the year that things go poorly. This is the year this team might not even make the tournament. They're for sure not going to win the Big 12. They've only got seven guys that can play. This Malik Newman, he's terrible.
Ugh.
This Devontae Graham, how can he follow up in the footsteps of the great one, Frank Mason? How can Udoka Azubuike get it done? Billy Preston's not even going to play. There were people back in November that said, this is the year that things go poorly. But what have we been saying since day one,
well, you've
Steve
been
Sell?
You've been
yeah,
saying.
You were a little bit more pessimistic.
Of course, I'm the pessimistic prognosticator, as somebody's labeled me.
I wanted to give us the inclusion, but what have I been saying since day one?
Your money's been on the Hawks.
My money is on the Jayhawks until something else tells me otherwise. And my money's on Bill Self, because that man knows how to coach. In the Elite Eight yesterday against a Duke team with probably three lottery picks, probably five guys that get drafted to the NBA this year. When you have that type of talent, and when KU throws a hurt Udoka Azubuike, an 18-year-old should-be senior in high school playing in a state tournament, Silvio De Sousa, you throw out those two, and then the rest of the group of Devontae Graham, who's been great this year, but you're matched up against Duke.
Right.
And KU's in the toughest region, the toughest bracket of this tournament.
Exactly.
Everybody's saying Michigan State, they're the team to beat.
Oh, yeah, Jay Billis. Oh, can't be anybody but Michigan State.
Duke, they're the team to beat. The Auburn Tigers, uh-oh, look out. Just when everybody starts to doubt the Jayhawks, they start to doubt Bill Self, KU finds a way. And the Jayhawks are going back to the Final Four for the first time since 2012. That was the best game of the tournament yesterday.
It was.
By far.
Oh, yeah. It was. To me, that seemed like a championship game, an NCAA final.
Yeah.
But it was just a regional final. But that had, you had blue bloods. You had great players at every position for both teams. And the level, you know, a lot of strategy. Duke with that zone, KU trying to figure out how to find holes in that zone, which it did. Put Legero Vick in the middle and let him work some magic. And then Malik Newman was just, you know, that guy, back in January, you know, people were saying, let him go pro.
In
get him
February,
out of here.
He lost his job.
Yeah, he wasn't even starting.
He lost his job.
You know, he had a bad attitude, but boy, when the light went off for him, that's when the light went off for the Jocks. When he started to become a 20-point-a-game scorer, which he was the last seven games of the year, I think he averaged 22 over the last seven games, that's when KU really started to take off. And, you know, KU won that game, honestly, as a Azubuike, not that great a game. Didn't even play half the game.
He didn't get to play a lot.
Heck, two times down the court, he was exhausted. You know, and I still say, there was a play early in that game where it looked like he got hit in the side of the head, and from then on, he just didn't seem right to me. But no one said anything on the air about it, but I just had my I wonder. Now, then you look at Devontae Graham. Devontae Graham, who's been their best player, played all 45 minutes, 11 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds, only 4 of 10 from the field. And what people probably didn't notice, but if you really paid attention, his defense was not good yesterday. He allowed Trayvon Duval to score 20 points, and that's a guy KU wanted. That was their number one recruit last year. They didn't get him. They got Billy Preston. Excuse me. But Trayvon Duval was actually the guy highest on their board that they wanted. They didn't get him, and here he came back, and I thought he was going to haunt the Jayhawks. But, you know, Bill Self, here's the funny thing. If KU had lost that game, Bill Self had been
chokers.
Terrible coach. You know, can't chokers. Get it done in the big one. He wins it. Oh, my gosh. He's coach, you know, he ought to be coach of the year. It's just the perception. This just tells you the difference between winning and losing. Bill Self would have been a bum in the eyes of a bunch of KU fans if he would have lost. That'd been 3 years in a row that they lost in the Elite Eight.
And once 30 minutes from campus.
Yeah. And they win, and now he's, you know, hey, if they'd lost this game, it's still been the second best coaching job he's ever done. To get this team to the Elite Eight, to me, after his winning the national championship, to take this group that was so up and down, no depth, no size, playing four guards, and then Azubuike getting hurt, you know, Billy Preston never playing.
Bringing in 17 or 18-year-old Silvio De Sousa.
Malik Newman getting benched. Legero Vick, bad attitude, got benched for a while. And, you know, really, Devontae and Zvi kept this group together. They were the constants. And, you know, all the other guys were up and down, but those two guys were the constants. Now, Zvi didn't shoot it great yesterday. He had 11 points, but he had 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and his defense on the third Marvin Bagley, was unbelievable because he was keeping Bagley off the boards. And quite honestly, I felt like throughout the game, KU was not getting many calls. Wendell Carter Jr. should have fouled out of the game with 5 minutes to go. On the play, they said Zvi stepped out of bounds. Well, he got hip-checked out of bounds, but no call. So I just felt, and you look at the, you know, and the fouls in the game, KU 14, but Duke had 16, but remember, a lot of those were late. But with a minute 25 to go in the second half, even with KU taking the ball to the basket a lot, Duke had 3 fouls in the second half. So that tells me that, you know, it wasn't like KU was getting all the calls in that game either.
I didn't have any complaints with the officiating. You mentioned Sviatoslav Mikhailiuk, Zvi, as we refer to him. We're not going to use all 15 syllables I just said. He stepped up in maybe the biggest moment of his career with KU down 3, 72-69, 27 seconds left. And you were just getting this feeling. If KU doesn't have an answer there, this game is over.
And Zvi had not been knocking threes down.
He had had a pretty bad night.
He was like 2 for 8 at the time.
And Bill Raftery, I think, on the call, which I'll play here in just a moment, was saying, KU's got to take the ball to the basket. Take it to the basket. And then the seas parted, and Zvi stepped up for this three.
Go to the rim. They're going to go for the three, though. That's a tie!
Said that, take that, Billy Raftery.
So Zvi makes a three. It's 72 all. And like I mentioned, 27 seconds left. And Duke elects to not take a timeout. Number one, they have their guys out there that they want, and they can't let KU prepare for what's going to happen. And Grayson Allen, the senior, playing in his final game, after all the troubles that have happened because of him, after all the negative attention, he had a chance to put all those haters away, and they wouldn't let him go to his right. He had to go to his left, and Grayson Allen had the chance at the buzzer to go down in Duke history, but KU catches a break.
Grayson Allen with 7, the captain with 5. He walks it with 3, puts up the shot, and it rolls off the rim and going to overtime.
How did that shot not go in?
When you looked at it in slow motion, it looked like it had to go in.
How did it not go
in?
Yeah,
but Grayson Allen, you know, he played all 45 minutes. Third and Trent Jr. played 44 of 45. Duval played 43 of 45. And Wendell Carter Jr. probably would have played 43 of 45 had he not gotten in foul trouble. Duke was five players. Their bench was absolutely non-existent. And how does a program like Duke, that can pick and choose whoever it wants, have no bench? You have five, basically.
You could probably say the same thing about KU.
Except DeSosa. And I thought Marcus Garrett gave some really nice minutes.
I think he played like 8 minutes.
Yeah, he played 8 minutes, had a couple shots, had a couple assists, a couple rebounds, drew a charge. And, you know, granted, it was only 8 minutes. But DeSosa, 10 rebounds, 4 points, and he threw a pass almost to Iowa. There, he was trying to get it. He was trying to get it to. He was so jacked up. He tried to get the pass, I think, to Devontae, and he threw it clear in about the 19th or 20th row. And even Bill Self had a kind of a, you know, kind of a oh my God grin, like good grief, you must be amped up for this game. But this really was about, for the most part, 5-on-5, because neither team's bench, other than DeSosa, like you say, did much. Duke's bench, they had 6 points, they took 5 shots, made 3, had 4 rebounds. So their starters did it all. And again, how does Duke have no bench when they are probably the one program in the country that can basically pick and choose who they want?
They're just waiting for Zion to get
there.
Yeah,
and you look at their, you know, you look at what's coming in for Duke. If there was
don't they have the top three
if there
recruits?
Was no, if there was no one and done rule, they would have 3 of the top 4 draft picks in next year's draft. They're bringing in 4 freshmen that are among the top 6 in the country. And if they don't win it next year, then something's wrong. But that's what's the beauty of the NCAA tournament. Look at how many – look at Villanova, look at Loyola, look at Michigan. How many McDonald's All-Americans do those teams have?
Loyola probably has none.
No.
Michigan might have a few.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't
Michigan
even know.
Might have one.
I don't know any of those guys. Villanova, Brunson was a really good player.
Yeah, for sure.
But the rest of them,
Dante DiVincenzo?
Yeah. He has to be – well, he's my paisan because, you know, I'm an Italian guy, so I like him. Spellman might have been. He was a really good player in high school. But the rest of those guys, Phil Booth, he wasn't anything special. Villanova is the sum of its parts with, you know, Brunson leading the way. But it's a team that is very solid. Right now, they're the best team left. There's no doubt in my mind. But nothing's made any sense in this tournament. It's basically been turned upside down. You know, look how long that Michigan State's been out of the tournament, Arizona, Virginia. It seems like eons when those teams lost. That's how, you know, the tournament's progressed.
We have to talk about K-State, and we'll do that in our next segment. We get to talk about the Final Four that's coming up. But I wanted to make one more point about Bill Self and Kansas teams under Bill Self. So there's this theory that I've been talking about all year that KU does not lose games. That they will never get to the end of a game and blow an opportunity. They will never lose a game bad. They will never run the wrong play. They'll never do any of that.
Except Oklahoma State.
Well, that doesn't matter. That game didn't matter. So, in important games, KU is so well coached that they don't make big mistakes at the end of games. And almost all the time, they come up with the big shot. They make the big play. And the other thing that they do in big games is they tend to go against what everybody thinks is going to happen. Where everybody sits here and goes, KU can't rebound with Duke. KU out-rebounded Duke by 15. That is unbelievable. Yeah. KU, everybody sits there and goes, well, they're going to have to shoot about 50% from three. Well, they made 13, I think, and took 36. Then people go, well, KU can't play over and over and over again by running Devontae Graham into the ground. He can't play 45 minutes all season long. They said the same thing about Frank Mason. Look what the Jayhawks had to do yesterday. Graham, 45 minutes. Malik Newman, 44. Zvi, 42. LeGerald Vick, 41. Some people think it can't work.
And DeSosa
but they
played,
make it work.
And DeSosa played 26, and he's a guy that normally plays maybe 10 to 15. So he was really extending his limits, too.
They just find ways to win. And the narrative of Bill Self chokes in March, it's not a thing. It's not a thing. And the Jayhawks finally got over that Elite Eight hump. and got into the Final Four. They beat Duke yesterday 85-81 in overtime.
And I just go back. He loses that game, he's a choker. He wins that game, he's the mayor of Lawrence. So it's really unfair. Let's just say he's in the Hall of Fame for a reason at age 55 or whatever he is. I mean, you know, the guy never ages. He's like Dick Clark, you know, Dick Clark on American Bandstand. When Dick Clark was 75, he looked like he was 40, you know. You don't probably remember. You don't remember American Bandstand, probably. But
well, no.
I
just watched New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Yeah. But
now it's Ryan Seacrest.
But Bill Self, I mean, you got to be pretty good to get to the Elite Eight. To get them there 3 years in a row, you got to be doing something right.
Yeah. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we can talk a little bit more about K-State and their matchup with Loyola from the Elite Eight on Saturday. We talk a little bit more about this KU team that is advancing to the Final Four for the first time since 2012. And everybody here is making their trip down to San Antonio for Saturday's Final Four in the Jayhawks taking on Villanova. We're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim on 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back in on today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE, or for those of you listening online at midkansasonline.com. Jim Joyner, Steve Sell. Steve, you know what we missed last night?
I don't know. Golden Country?
REO Speedwagon was in town.
Oh, my God. That's what I just said. Golden Country.
We never got our tickets. We didn't get to go.
I'll bet it was packed.
Oh, I drove past it last night on my way back from Wichita in the casino.
Yeah. Where was it at? Hartman?
Yeah, I was at Hartman.
Oh.
Pretty bummed.
Yeah. I've got Golden Country on my computer, so.
Well, to be clear, Steve has Golden Country YouTube as a bookmark on his internet. So
that intro that we have, the riff there at the start, it just gets me all jacked up.
Oh, that's Steve's favorite stuff. Well, Steve is also a little bit late rolling into town tonight as he was in Lawrence on Massachusetts Street. As soon as the game was over, he was dancing with everybody in his blue and red and partying like
now
it was 2012.
Sister, my 64-year-old sister might have been there.
Take it easy on her, Steve.
She was so wound up after that game. I got a text from her. It was, oh my God, I can't believe, you know. She was just, and my sister, as I've said before, is the biggest KU fan there is in the world. So she was just, and she does not like Duke. She does not like Duke. Almost as bad as Calipari. And, you know, we've talked about it before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she'd cheer for the Russians if they were playing Kentucky. So, anyway.
Well, KU will now take on Villanova in the Final Four. They will play the late game on Saturday night. I believe it is an 8:47 start. I lost my spot.
And how many times?
7:49.
How many times are we going to hear before Saturday this is the real championship game?
A lot.
We'll go ahead and start it right here. It's going to be the real championship game.
I don't know. I think Loyola Michigan is the real championship game.
Well, Sister Jean's no longer Mud, so.
Yeah, Sister Jean's name is Mud, still,
now,
according
she's
to
no
Steve.
She's no longer Mud.
After they beat K-State on Saturday. You know, I think a lot of people were pulling for K-State and going, come on, Wildcats, knock off these Cinderellas. But they just did not play very well, and they got exposed a little bit from their first three games where they didn't have to have great offense to beat Creighton because Creighton played terrible that night.
Yeah.
You didn't have to have great offense to beat UMBC and the Retrievers there.
Yeah.
And then against Kentucky, Kentucky's offense was so bad that K-State just had to get to 60 points and they would win.
Right. Kentucky can't shoot. I mean, they're a collection of great athletes that can run and jump. But when it comes to the fundamentals of shooting the 15-footer, you know, they're just not
very good. It was rough.
Good. Yeah.
But Loyola beat Kansas State 78-62 on Saturday night. And I know K-State fans were bummed because this was a golden opportunity for them. They got handed a Final Four on a platter and said, hey, go go beat this team out of the Missouri Valley Conference, and you get to play for your first Final Four in 54 years.
Right.
And the team from the Missouri Valley Conference, they're no scrub anyway. That is a good Loyola team.
It's a good team.
But that was K-State's chance to say, we're the real deal, Bruce Weber's the real deal, and we're going to win this.
It couldn't have been set up any better for them.
It was perfect.
And I felt really bad. They got down early.
Yeah.
And they were, quite honestly, they were never in it.
No.
They really weren't. I mean, they're down 12 at the half. It got to 23.
This will always be the game that we look back and say, what if they had Dean Wade? What if? What if they had him? Because he would have been a matchup problem for Loyola, because that's not a big team.
Right.
And I don't think they would have had the right guy to guard him. And for anybody that sits here and wants to bash Dean Wade and say, oh, you should have played through it, this is for the team, you're wrong. Because you're endangering his future, whether as a K-State Wildcat or as an NBA player, because playing on that stress fracture is just brutal.
Has anyone out there that's played basketball ever played basketball on a stress fracture? I doubt it, seriously.
And with him being hurt, I don't think that he's going to help them in that game. And plus, he didn't play at all in the second half against Kentucky, and that team found a way to win. So I think they felt good playing without him. But this will always be a what-if for K-State basketball. If they had Dean Wade, could they have made a run?
And what they didn't have is an inside game. They
had
nothing.
Yeah.
The big guy in the middle, Maween, I can never pronounce it.
I think it's Maween.
Maween, he did nothing except get in foul trouble. Human foul, came in. He only got two fouls, but he only played 7 minutes, Stockard.
Yeah.
You know, we call him the human foul because he had five fouls in 5 minutes the other night. And then you look at their other guys on the bench. McGurl didn't have the magic where he got 17 in the opener. In fact, the bench, 8 points from the bench. And again, no size. And they shot it poorly, 23 of 66, 6 of 26 from three-point. You know, Barry Brown, 14. He was okay. Kamau Stokes, 13. Xavier Sneed, I thought he was the breakout player for K-State in this
tournament. They needed him.
Yeah, he reminded me of a Wundu. You know,
Wesley
Awundu, and Sneed is only going to get better. He, you know, you look at it next year.
I think K-State returns the entire starting five
top
if
seven,
Dean Wade comes back.
Top seven scores. Dean Wade's going to come back.
I would think he would.
He's from that tiny town in western Kansas.
Yeah, do they even have a McDonald's? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. But he's going to come back. He's one of those guys that, you know, he wants to graduate. He wants to play 4 years. And he also knows if he comes back, his stock is going to skyrocket. He's going to be a top 10 15 at the worst, because he's got the perfect NBA game. He can step. He's 6'10". He's long. He can dribble. He can pass, and he can shoot the three. And when you're 6'10" and you can do that, an NBA team is going to find a spot on their team for you. If Ron Baker and Klay Anthony Early, you know, guys like
Fred
that, Fred Van Vliet, if they can make the NBA, I guarantee you, Dean Wade can make the NBA.
So Loyola, after the win, advances to its first Final Four since 1963, when the Ramblers won the whole thing that year. Loyola taking on Michigan, that will be the opening game from the Alamo Dome on Saturday.
Is anyone going to pay attention to that game?
I will. Fan of the Final Four, Steve.
But
at 5:09.
But it's KU-Villanova. That's the
big one.
Oh, yeah. Why do you think they got the late game? You know, they got the prime time spot.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah.
Two number one seeds going at it. Then
Michigan
at three.
Now Michigan beat Florida State in a really ugly game. I watched
58-54.
Yeah,
it was really
ugly.
And did you see Leonard Hamilton getting questioned after the game about not fouling down four with 11 seconds left?
Yeah, Dana Jacobson just kind of stood there, didn't know what to say. But of course, he did come out and apologize. He said, I could have handled it better. But
he almost walked away.
That is tough to me on a coach that just lost. And, you know, I know – in the heat of the moment, you know, you're going to say things you don't mean to or not say the right thing. And he did come out and apologize. Apparently somebody probably told him it looked pretty bad.
It wasn't great.
But Michigan did not look as good to me as they'd looked earlier in the tournament.
Well, it's hard to look as good as you do when you score 99 points against A&M and make 14 threes.
Well,
and
then Florida,
Moritz Wagner going all over the
Florida
place.
Florida State's got about five guys that are like 7'9", with, you know, or have 8'4" wingspans. I mean, they're just – it's hard to get anything inside, and Wagner was not good at all.
Mo.
Yeah, and Michigan, just to me, I got to pick them to beat Loyola, though. I just you know, Blue Valley North, we could call them the Blue Valley Northwest Ramblers.
Yeah.
Because their two best players in the game were Custer and Richardson.
The Skis.
Yeah, the Skis, the Huskies. So, anyway, of course, Ed Fritz, he got him some airtime.
Oh, of course he did.
Yeah. People, McPherson fans will remember Ed Fritz because he used to bring teams here into the McPherson Invitational. Then he felt like the officials were against him and he didn't bring his team back anymore.
Well, they always are. Yeah. Let's take our final break. We will discuss what else is going to happen coming up this week on the show because we've got Royals baseball starting. We've got KU in the Final Four. We've got McPherson Bullpup Sports kind of getting back underway for the spring season. We've got Mr. and Miss Basketball to announce. So don't go anywhere. We'll try and wrap things up here on According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE. Still bummed that I didn't get to see REO Speedwagon last night. That hurts.
It does.
That hurts.
Brutal.
Kevin Cronin.
Oh, yeah, he's the man.
Nothing better. Well, we have been talking all day about the NCAA tournament, the Elite Eight games, with K-State losing to Loyola and KU beating Duke and advancing into the Final Four. Steve, remember our According to Jim bracket challenge?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not going to win.
No.
Going into the KU game yesterday, I was in first place.
How?
I was in first place. I would have had three of the Final Four.
Ugh.
But Duke lost, and I had them. And so I can't win. I'm in third place right now. There are two guys that have Michigan winning it all, and I can only get more points with Michigan winning against Loyola. So I'm not going to win. But for a while, I was about to have the ultimate flex of all time and win my own bracket pool.
If Kentucky would have won like they should, I would have been up there. Kentucky killed me.
Would have been you.
Kentucky really killed me.
So remember, whoever wins, they can come on and co-host a show with us if they want.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody named Wolverines32, who apparently is a big Wolverines fan.
Well, I got
don't know
feeling,
who that is.
I have a feeling I know who it is.
And then Willie861, don't know Willie.
I'm just wondering. I know a Michigan alum that's a real sports fan, Jamie Piper.
Could be Jamie Piper.
Could be Jamie Piper. He plays in my golf group, you know.
Treg Fall, he's making a climb up the ladder.
Well,
if KU wins it all, Treg will win.
Really?
Yeah. He'll win our bracket.
And he would gladly come on the show.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if Villanova wins it all, my dad is probably going to win. He's in seventh place.
Cliff.
He's kind of lurking back there. Yeah, Cliff. Clifton.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's lurking. He's got a chance. Yeah, we'll be able to keep you posted and probably know by the time we go on next Monday who's going to win. So our According to Jim Bracket Challenge, we'll keep you updated on that.
And we had a good response to that.
Oh, we had like 50 people in.
Yeah, that's
my
great.
Mom, I think, is in 46th or 47th.
Tracy.
She picked Wichita State and Cincinnati to play in the championship
game.
And so it was a little bit of a rough start for
now,
her.
Now, Cincinnati
Sorry,
really
Mom. Wasn't. It's not a bad pick.
Cincinnati wouldn't have been a bad pick, but the
it
shot
was not a bad pick.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Tracy, sorry.
Yeah.
We will talk a little bit about the Royals maybe tomorrow, maybe Wednesday.
And by the way, my column tomorrow on midkansasonline.com.
Oh, you're going to go through all the teams?
I'm picking division winners and then who's going to be in the World Series. So be
that
looking
sounds
for that.
Perfect.
Be looking for that tomorrow. In fact, I think it's already done. I've already got it finished. But
We'll talk about that on the show tomorrow. We will. Oh, before we get out of here, Miss and Mr. Basketball were announced today by the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association, and it was a clean sweep for Ben Pyle and Taylor Robertson of McPherson.
Well, congratulations to them. They've both put in amazing amounts of work. They've been longtime performers.
I was hoping those two could win Gatorade again.
Yeah, it's the third.
Or Taylor, at least.
It's the third time for a McPherson girl, Ashley Sweat and Caitlin Lecker. I don't have the list of boys, but I know the two Hensons won. I know Ryan Hers won, Jordan Fithian won, Aubrey Bruner won, I think Drew Pyle won, and now Ben Pyle. It's like seven or eight. So I don't think any other school has as many Mr. Basketballs as McPherson. That just tells you how long McPherson basketball has been really good.
It's pretty good company.
Yeah.
So for the rest of the week, we've got Royals to talk about. Opening day coming up on Thursday. We will have that game here with the Royals Radio Network. It'll be great to hear Denny Matthews as well as Steve Fisiak and Steve Stewart.
And Bullpup Soccer.
Yeah, that's tonight. We will probably start at about 7:50. We'll go on the air at about that time, taking on Andover Central.
And that is going to be a great tournament. May South, they were third in the state last year. Andover Central that McPherson plays, they dominated this tournament for a stretch. McPherson, of course, a state quarterfinalist last year. Hayes was really good last year. Newton was really good. I think if I remember right, six of the eight teams had a winning record last year that are in this tournament. The only team that's probably not very good is Augusta, and they're going to kind of probably be the designated last place team. But I could be wrong. Topeka High, you know.
You've never been wrong before.
Well, I'm wrong. It's gotten to the point where everybody I talk to says, you're like Charles Barkley. Whoever Charles picks, pick the opposite. So I'm this station's Charles Barkley.
Yeah, great way to finish this show. Mm-hmm. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Well,